Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about inspired money action. And this is where we begin. So today we want to continue talking about another aspect of what it actually means on the ground in purely physical and very real terms from where you sit to actually follow what action feels better. And that is the idea that we hear from you from time to time, our physical friends, that there are too many choices. So to this we say, indeed, there very well might be. And one of the things that is often activated by the idea that there are too many choices is the idea of needing to get it right. So first, let us talk about that. You cannot do this wrong. If you look at your life and you look at what has happened as you have been living your life, and having the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience of the you that you are becoming and the you that you have evolved into, you will notice that many, if not most, of all of what you have experienced has been in spite of your best efforts, not because of them. So in other words, life has a way of working itself out through you in very delicious manners and methods that happen in spite of the fact that you insist on going upstream, and in spite of the fact that you insist that you are not who you really are, and in spite of the fact that you claim to be disconnected from your source when in fact it's impossible. Life has a way of working itself out quite magnificently. We're not saying that you like everything that you can imagine from the past, but what we are saying is that more often than not, everything generally works out very, very well. Now, we would say that it absolutely works out perfectly, but that's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is to remind you that even when you have been trying very, very hard to get it right and missing the mark every time, things still worked out quite well. So today we invite you to notice that while at times it may seem like there are too many choices, the point here is not to get the right one. The point here is to follow what feels better. And you see, when you are paying attention to what feels better, if you make a habit of doing that, or even if you just decide, all right, well, I'm going to go with this and see where it leads me, you can always stop. In fact, each moment is brand new. So, of course, you can always stop. No action has ultimate forward momentum that is irrevocable. You can always stop and change your mind if you find that what is happening as you go forward feels worse than feels better. Then you can recalibrate and start again. For each new moment is indeed a new moment. It's indeed a new beginning. So even if you feel like you have all of these choices and all of them equally feel better, or, as we've heard on occasion, all of them feel equally worse, sometimes the best thing to do is to do nothing, to move on to something else, to think about something else, to go in a different direction. But sometimes the best thing to do, the easiest thing to do, and in fact that's one of the things we would pay attention to, is that the better feeling thought is always also going to be the easier feeling thought. Sometimes the easiest thing to do is to just try something and find out what it feels like. In a way, many of you do this when you speak. Not all of you, because some of you speak with great precision and will abide nothing less than that. But sometimes you will start off by saying, well, what I'm thinking is, and then you will stop and you will realize, no, that's actually not what I'm thinking. And the reason why you know that it's not what you're thinking is because as you opened your mouth and you began to hear the words you were saying and you began to get the feedback of the vibration that happens from hearing what you're saying and also noticing how the other people around you are responding vibrationally to what you are saying, the contrast brings you clarity, one of its many purposes, and helps you remember, no, what I actually meant is this. What I actually want to say is this. That's a very good example. Well, doing something, taking action, can have very similar experiences, very similar results. The thing we want you to remember is that it's not so important to notice from a physical standpoint what your eyes will tell you or what your ears will tell you as to what other people think about what you're doing, but you do use other people as a way to take a vibrational sounding to decide if what you are doing is what you actually want to do. That's not the same thing as deciding to do something because it will make someone else happy or, by extension, it will make someone else unhappy. It's that you're using the different parts and pieces of your reality as a sounding board, much like a whale uses sonar to distinguish where things are. You use vibrational sounding to decide where an idea is in relationship to you. So, we understand when you say there are too many choices, that there's too many things that might feel better. Another thing to be aware of when you are faced with such a possibility is that you are not doing what you are doing, at least from the perspective that we're offering here. You are not doing what you are doing in order to feel better later. You're not doing this now because then later you will have that. If that's what you're doing, then that's not inspired action, and it's certainly not inspired money action. That's the type of action that you're quite accustomed to doing, undoubtedly, where you go through this difficult time first, and then you get good stuff later. Like you swallow a bitter pill, and then you feel better. Or you eat your peas first, which you don't like, and then you have your ice cream, which you do like. Now, we know that some of you like peas over ice cream, so you could certainly reverse it. The point is not peas or ice cream. The point is what is in front of you that seems like it has to be overcome. You see, one of the things that we would suggest that you notice is that if you are doing something because you're trying to swallow the bitter pill or just get it out of the way, feel free to go ahead and do this, but just know that if you don't stand behind that and say, okay, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm choosing to doing, then what you will probably notice is that it's a slog uphill that progressively gets worse and worse. But if instead what you do, which is what we would recommend, is you choose what feels better and allow the action to be a downstream action, what you will probably notice, and notice very quickly, is that in doing such a thing, you're amplifying how you feel that feels a little bit better, and then a little bit better, and a little bit better. And the action and the vibration go hand in hand, one complementing the other. In other words, as has been said by our friends Abraham, it feels better to feel better. And the better you feel, the better you feel. In other words, the more you go in that direction, in this instance using inspired action, then you create a feedback loop that helps you feel better and better and better and better. One of the things that you might find very interesting in this series of conversations, particularly as you apply the concepts and make them your own, is that it will sometimes feel really delicious to just start taking action. Now, here's a nice little conundrum. We've said again and again and again that we don't recommend that you take action just to take action. But one of the things that you might be quite amazed at is how if you begin to start taking action, because you're beginning to ask yourself the question, what inspired action feels better? And here we're specifically looking at money, although of course it could apply to any topic. But if you are just going to do this, one of the things that you might notice is that by taking action and getting the feedback, the vibrational feedback, not what other people say or do, although that might be part of it, not what they think, not what they're saying to you through their eyes or through their actions, not what you perceive them to be saying. It's not at the level of the physical. Nothing about perception. This is all about vibration. As you take action and you begin to notice, okay, this is actually feeling worse, then it would make more sense, wouldn't it, to just stop? So if taking action is a theoretical, and you're just sitting there pondering, one of the things that might be helpful, and it's not going to be helpful to everyone all the time, but something to consider, one of the things that might be helpful would be to take action just to find out whether it feels better or not. In doing so, what you're literally doing is helping yourself line up with having more and more and more of what you actually are wanting. It's a very powerful thing. It's a very powerful thing because what you're doing is you're engaging in action in order to find out what you think about it and what you feel about it, not in order to get something done, which is different. Because in order to find out if that action feels better, you're paying attention to what you are doing in the moment that you're doing it. And again, it's a little bit like the example that we gave you the other day where we said, if you're standing in a doorway and you decide to go left, or you decide to go right, you find what feels better. Does it feel better to go right, to go left, to go straight ahead, to stand still, to turn around? If you can't quite make up your mind, if you're standing there in the theory of it, you could at least just start going right and find out, does that feel better? And if it doesn't, then stop. Now what feels better? Go right, go left, go straight, turn around, stand still. What will happen is as you begin to explore what feels better and you become accustomed, and this is the part that's the most significant, you become accustomed to taking action because it feels better, testing to see whether it continues to feel better, you will become more adept at this. Many of you have heard us say this for quite some time, and you have sometimes tried it out to see if it might be something you would be interested in, but you haven't actually allowed yourself to become good at it, to become adept at it. In other words, to develop a vibrational habit that matches the having of this idea. And of course, it's not our idea that we're interested in, it's the way you apply this idea for yourself. And your version of it may be somewhat different than what we're describing here, but still, it's the same thing. Try it out. See what happens. Allow yourself to have the feeling of it. And see where that leads you. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all the ways that we've been doing so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.